Hey, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at mergers. There's a lot of security concerns that go into a merger, and not a lot of fun. You know, the financial services firm I was with, I love that gig, I love that place, love that team, and it was a great, great machine we built. Left it because I knew we were going to go through a merger. Did not have it in me to be the one to turn the lights off. Didn't really work because they brought me back as an advisor and I stayed out through the whole process. So I got some exposure there. And now as a director of strategy, I regularly am brought in when organizations are going through a merger. So here's a tip for you. Be prepared for a security incident that's already ongoing to be discovered when you go through a merger. This can happen in one of two ways. The one way that most people think about, the first thing that organizations imagine is, wait a minute, we're going to merge this team into my team. We're going to merge this group into my group. My organization's clean. My infrastructure's pristine. We're going to bring these guys with their known bad security practices, and we're going to plug them into us because we need to share information. This will not stand. So that's the normal way you think. That's the normal way you hear. It's the normal things you see. To mitigate that risk, of course, you make sure you got good IPS IDS. You do packet capture across the links when the two organizations are joined. You do a thorough health check on activities. You watch your logs very carefully, and you get ready to see potentially malicious content coming from them into your organization. And we see that all the time. Organizations linked up, and there's an ongoing bot, and that bot spreads through the link, and they didn't put a firewall in place, and now we're infected. But, isn't that a lot of hubris? My environment's clean, my environment's fine, it's those guys that have the problem. Isn't it a lot of like ego? Just a little bit? So be prepared for the exact opposite. What if they've got a FireEye, or what if they got a different IPS? What if they got some different controls? What if, in connecting to you, they find that you're infected? Are you ready for that? You should be. You should be ready for both contingencies. Not only to do the technical validation, but also to do the political validation, right? Just so you know, when we hook up, we may find things in our environment that we're not aware of. Just so you know, if the alarms go off, I've got a contingency plan to clean it up. Just so you know, they've got some new tools that we don't have, and they're going to be looking at things differently. Very important to establish that up front, because you don't want to be the guy who told everyone that we're linking up and they're the ones who's infected and now we brought the infection in. So consider that when you're going through a merger, and good luck. Good luck. If you ever need to talk it out or grab coffee, get a beer, let me know. Bye.